Baseline Marketing Breakouts, the podcast channel that brings you the best online marketing tips.
So, hi there. We are here with Rebecca of Baseline Marketing, and we are going to discuss simple steps on getting your SME social. So, Rebecca, if you just tell us why you focused on this particular topic and why you feel it's important for SMEs.
Thanks, Stephen. I'm delighted to be here to share some of the reasons why I chose to focus on tips for social media. In today's world, it is so important to be in conversation with your customers. You really can't overestimate the power of customer engagement, whether it be face-to-face or, as we've obviously seen in the last 15 years, over social media. For small to medium-sized businesses, we understand that this can be terribly daunting. We hear statements all the time like, I don't have the time, will it cost a lot? We have even heard people say that social media isn't really relevant for their customers or their business. I wanted to give these SMEs the relevant tips that might make them see social in a new light. We have found, from days gone by, that conversations used to be very much one way, directed at the customer with little chance for a reply. These days, the conversation has changed dramatically, with users engaging directly and indirectly with businesses online. We've also seen many businesses think that social media is just for their teenagers. Mm. And certainly this is true for some, but there are so many platforms out there now that really could help you highlight your service or your product directly into the hands of your target market. What you should be doing is asking yourself questions about who your customers are, what age they are, what are they interested in, where you might find them online. Any of these could help you find the right platform and help you to engage with them. There are a lot of options out there. Everything from Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Snapchat, the list is endless and again, sometimes daunting to where to start. People and businesses who are unfamiliar with social media should always start with a plan, though.
Of course.
This allows them to put a strategy in place for each site and track what works and what doesn't. They should know what they want to achieve at the start, so that will ensure that they stay on track. Some of the common reasons we see for going down the social route is brand awareness, customer engagement, and to increase sales. All of these can be achieved with a little bit of time and a simple and effective strategy. One thing that we do find come at us all the time is the question of what happens if someone leaves a negative comment or a complaint online. This is clearly a fear for a lot of businesses. It's not ideal, but it certainly isn't a reason to avoid social altogether. The best way to handle this is to reply to the person online, but encourage the conversation offline.
Yes.
So no one likes to be ignored. The best way to deal with any complaint is to do so privately and respectfully. Ultimately, we want to ensure our clients are not afraid of social media. Yes, it does take a little bit of time to get up and running, but the results can be well worth it. So if you're interested in finding out some more of the tips, please check out the blog on 7 simple steps to get your SME social on baselinemarketing.com. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to one of the team.
That's great, Rebecca. So some very useful tips there. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stephen. Bye, guys.